five and dime. All the other girls in school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. She sure looks good in her Guineaman pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
This, I think, is the fact that it is December and it's still good enough weather for a 5-minute ride.
Ooh, what a nice idea.
You like that?
Yeah.
What? Now, you were the one who was saying let's get guys to do it.
Well, yeah, if it's a guy, that would be great.
Yeah, but you know, we have to do it a little bit differently. If we get a guy this time, I want the car full of women to give us the play-by-play. We'll just stick the mic. I mean, these are all broadcast grads around here, right? So we could, like, have 20 or 30 broadcast grads crammed into a car with one guy who's taking his clothes off.
Okay, yeah.
As you sit right up there, and then they can just hand it to each other and do, like, play-by-play times 10.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, good idea.
It'd be kind of fun to do.
As long as I don't have to do it.
What, you don't want to be in there with some naked guy?
No.
Oh, my God. We're learning something about Ruth.
Stop it!
Oh, well, pardon me.
Move back over this way a little
bit. Just a little bit away from that. Hey, we're starting to get a crowd here. Well, we got five. That's a start anyway. All right, who are you?
Kevin.
You go to class here?
Yes.
And you are?
Scott.
And you what?
I go to class here.
You go to class here. All right. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I want to be a sports announcer.
Oh, boy. All right. Well...
We'll
have something for you. Yeah, I'll tell you, this is the kind of a sport. You guys want to win some stuff that we have here, right?
Yeah.
Of course, probably. What do we give away? The World Tour shirt? We have something.
Yeah,
is it the World Tour shirt that we're giving away? Or are we selling those and giving away the others?
Both. we're buying.
We'll start the show in an hour when we have some clues of what we're doing. No, here's what we have for you guys, all right? Because since we're here in Southfield, of course, and how do we get here, by the way, Steve?
Oh, well, we're at 9 Mile and Evergreen, and if you're on 696, which is a good place to start from, just take Evergreen south a couple miles. We're right on the northeast corner of 9 Mile and Evergreen, big office building, and you'll see the rolling studio right out here in the parking lot.
All right, so come on by and you can watch these guys, because you know what we're going to do. Since there's a neighborhood like to either side, we're sending you two out on a scavenger hunt, all right?
All right.
All right, here's what we want you to... Let me get my list here, because we sit and work this out a little bit earlier. Here, hold that, Stu. Okay. Here's what we want you to find. You got to find four things and get them back here, okay? You got to be able to do that like in about an hour or so, huh? All right, first of all, we need something that makes noise. Now, this can't be anything that you own, okay? You got to go from house to house here to get it. Okay. All right, so it's got to be something that makes noise.
Okay.
Something we can break.
Okay.
A photograph of some sort.
All right.
And some underwear.
Okay.
All right. Find all those things and get back here as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're off and running. Literally.
Hi. Yes, they are running.
Took them a second to get that hint, didn't it?
Yeah. Both ways.
And for more broadcast school
fun. Strangers. Yes! Don't do talk to strangers!
Yeah, you tell them not to talk to strangers, they never get anything. All right, so they're off on the scavenger hunt, which means they won't be around here to pester us for the rest of the show.
Good point.
Yeah, well, the point precisely. And with any luck, you know, they'll keep going and going and going, and they'll finally hit somebody who's just a little skittish, perhaps a former postal worker who's, you know, like a lot of ammo and a grudge.
They'll get to about 8 Mile in Livernois and realize they can't get back in time.
Well, you know, hey, if it works for me, it works for you.
Fine idea.
Join us out here. A lot of prizes, a lot of games to be played. Somebody's going to try to break the record for the Zerbert, so we'll see if we can't set up that 5-minute ride for the ladies. And some other fun stuff that we'll just invent as we go here on the Dr. Don World Tour of Young Country.
It sure is good to see you, girl. You're still the only one. You're looking just as lovely as the day our love was born. Baby, you gave up on me just a little bit too soon and left me here for lonely, howling at the moon. All I need is I know I'm the one to blame. I finally learned my lesson. Love is more than just a game. And please don't try to tell me a little time is all I need. It's time he ain't no friend of mine till he brings you back to me, baby. All I need is
write it down and tape it to your phone.
Young Country.
Where you can win
$1,000
every day. The world's easiest contest.
I know you've heard that worn out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. Just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding. Would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
night. Yeah, I'll take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you gonna be my baby tonight? Ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
So who's this you got hiding over here?
She's afraid of you. She's a listener. Her name's Sandy, and she's absolutely afraid you're going to do something disgusting to her.
What are you afraid I'm going to do to you? You'll notice she's standing about 15 feet away. What now?
That's what worries me. I don't know what you'll do.
Something to do with your bra.
Oh, well, there was a suggestion from another listener.
Well,
do I? What'd you say?
A small suggestion.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear that.
Not as sorry as I am.
Oh, well. Man, it's a... So how would you like to win an implant today, huh? You know, my next-door neighbor, few people know this, my next-door neighbor actually sells those. So you could, like, come over and try some on if you want.
No, thank you.
No, thanks?
No, no.
Hey, all right, well, I'll tell you what. You want to have a quick contest here today, see if you can win something pretty simple?
Oh, Jesus. I guess I do.
You want something that's not dangerous?
Yes.
All right. If anybody comes up here with less than you got, you lose. Guys not included.
Not a chance.
She's working as a topless go-go dancer. No.
Now? And she's doing it at Big Boy. why don't you come over here? Come on over here and help us with something anyway, because if you've been to one of the many appearances that we have had for the Miller Genuine Draft trip to the Super Bowl, which is coming up in Miami, then you know, a lot of people got their names in. They're all registered. They win a trip for two, deluxe hotel accommodations for 5 days and four nights, couple tickets to the Super Bowl, a daily buffet breakfast. Like you're going to be up in time for that. Sorry. I lived in a Super Bowl town. We all have lived in a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. No. Airport and game transfers and, of course, other various amenities, which would be what, like the soap and a razor?
I think so, yeah.
You know, what do you consider
clean
for
towels.
Amenities? All right. And this is the winner. This person gets to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep, sure.
Man, what a way to start off the show. And we're doing this especially because there's nothing else to do. All right. Reach in, fish around. Do you go to school here?
No, I don't.
Oh, so you're not like a broadcast grad, huh?
No.
All right, well, if you have any difficulty with the name, some of these broadcast grads over here are ready to jump right in and help you with it because they can pronounce anything.
Lisa Salatino.
Lisa Salatino from Belleville is our big winner. Lisa, you are going off to the Super Bowl. Well, that's the big prize. It's all down here, downhill from here. Yeah, Specsired 9 in Evergreen, the world tour. Coming out, so we'll have someone to play with.
Thank you.
treetops glisten.
Being as how we have broadcast school grads all over the place, I thought, why not let them perform the Cineplex Multiplex Complex for today?
Oh, good idea.
Not to mention...
good idea, but...
not to mention Bullhorn Theater a little bit later on.
That'll
so
be
we'll see. We'll take radio back to the days of theatrics and things like that. Meanwhile, we're going to take it inside a truck belonging to...
Cindy.
How you doing, Cindy?
I'm fine.
Here, whoops. If I get too far in here, nobody can hear me. Just yell at me. Not here. Yeah, it's a wonderful, pretty truck. Have you ever heard of a... Where's Anthony? Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right, you heard us, and you said you'll do anything for us all afternoon here if we need you to, right?
Yep.
All right, you're going to be the recipient of today's automobile buffet. Are you a little hungry this afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the idea is every time we can find a car, somebody's got something edible in it, you get it.
Cool.
All right, Stu, cover me here. I'm going to go in and see what I can find, all right?
Okay, I saw a dime on the floor. We've made a profit for the afternoon.
You want to see money? Check this out. Look at there.
Oh, she's got a whole ashtray full of cash.
Man, I'm telling you.
Hey.
How much is in here? Man, don't ever ask for a raise. She's got plenty of money in here to begin.
We could, probably all go out to dinner on that.
Yeah,
let's see. What else?
Take.
Hey, Chrissy, I hate Diet Coke.
Your real nice face.
How's that taste?
Nasty.
Fairly old, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, how could we possibly top that, you're possibly asking?
Yes, we were asking that, and I'm sure Anthony's asking that also.
It's not exactly edible, Anthony, but...
Oh, just...
Man!
It's a pacifier. Yes, he puts
yes,
it in!
Yes, he does.
He puts it in! All right. That's just the beginning, of course, because we're going to keep you going with this all afternoon long. Is that okay by you?
That'll be fine.
All right, 9 in Evergreen is where we are at Specs Howard with the Dr. Don World Tour.
Without a warning, you're out of control. The ground shakes and the oceans roll. This is the big one. There's nowhere to run. On the Richter scale of a romance, you hit 12 and you don't stand a chance. This is the big one. I'm falling in love. She's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one. I'm falling in love. Means she's out of sight. No
myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is a big one. I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah, this is a big one. I'm falling in love.
Hi, this is Jill Forsythe. We had a very spiritual show last night. Passion Phone was truly blessed. Maybe it's this special time of year. I don't know. But I'm grateful that we get to do it all over again tonight. Starting at 7 o'clock, it's the Top 8 at 8, Love Connection, and Passion Phone at 9. Enjoy the beautiful day, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Standing inside the lobby at the Spectrum Broadcast School, and you are?
I'm Wendy Stroop. Hi.
All right, Wendy gets to do the plug.
Hey, come on down to Specs Howard, check out the school, and this business is great. That's one thing I want to tell you. There are a lot of jobs in this business. Everybody knows we do radio, but you may not know we do video and electronics technology as well. A lot of careers in this business opening up all the time, more and more in video. Editors, people that work behind the scenes, cameramen, producers, commercial writers, all sorts of things. Behind the scenes as well as on the air and behind the scenes. And here is the big kahuna, the head honcho, Specs Howard himself.
I'm used to 2-minute applauses, but I'll take that. That's all right. Hey, Doctor, thank you for coming on down today. Specs Howard School in our new quarters today, and we're mighty proud of it. And you enhance it beautifully. I like your hat, Young Country 99.5. Specs Howard School has been around for 25 years. It's about, you were just born, I think, back about that time. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, as Wendy said, opportunities in our business are growing by leaps and bounds each and every day with the information superhighway and a lot of other things that I don't even understand, but I don't have to learn it. I just have to teach it. That's what makes the difference.
Cash the checks.
Yeah, that's what makes the difference. So if you're around the neighborhood of 9 and Evergreen, I sure wish you'd come on by and say hello to us. And I just heard the beeper go off. I don't know. Feels like an amateur hour, and I just struck out. Dr. Don, thank you so much for coming down. I got to turn it back to a real pro. Here you go. Dr. Don, everybody, let's hear it. Hey!
And we'll be back in a bit here at 9 and Evergreen on the World Tour.
And it's always savings time at Farmer Jack. This week, save on fresh California seedless navel oranges. 4-pound bag, buy one, get one free.
We're talking Koppenheimer's semi-annual clearance sale with
Gary Colabono, president of Classics International Entertainment. We're the country's largest retailer of comic books.
Wow, now that sounds like a great job.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be the kid with the most comic books on the block, and now I'm the kid with the most comic books in the country.
Great! So, Gary, why do you shop at Koppenheimer?
I get more compliments on this blue suit than probably anything I've ever worn. I just feel that they understand the products the way we understand comics. And I'm getting what I need as far as value and satisfaction.
Yes, sir. Especially now during their big semi-annual clearance sale. What with the unbelievable savings on just about everything in the store? You'd tell a friend, wouldn't you, big guy?
I would recommend Koppenheimer to anyone.
Anyone?
Anyone.
Even me?
Don't miss the big semi-annual clearance sale going on right now at Koppenheimer, where you'll find tremendous savings on everything from suits to socks to sport coats. And you thought you knew Koppenheimer.
Koppenheimer is a Hardmarks company.
We're Young Country Detroit. Young Country Detroit. WYCD. WYCD. WYCD.
We've climbed mountains, hunted bear, and slept for weeks out in the woods. And now we're doing something to top it all. We're opening a store. But it's not just any store we're opening. It's the great indoors for the great outdoors. Gander Mountain, a place like nothing you've seen before. A place devoted exclusively to the outdoor enthusiast. Fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, boating and archery, even an on-site gunsmith and bow tuning. We're proud to be bringing you the most extensive selection of outdoor sporting goods anywhere. Because the people at Gander Mountain aren't just salespeople. We're outdoor enthusiasts like you, which means we don't just talk products. We love to talk turkey, or duck, or bass. Whatever your outdoor sport and wherever your plans take you, get in here before you get out there. Gander Mountain.
Join us at the grand opening celebration of Gander Mountain in Utica, December 2nd through the 10th. It's your chance to see for yourself. At Gander Mountain, there's always a mountain of outdoor adventure in store.
Hi, my name
name is Michelle, and I am a young country radio ranger. When I signed me up to be a radio ranger, I received an official radio ranger badge, a young country tattoo, and free tickets to a show. Since I've become a radio ranger, I have grown 3 inches, and I've stopped picking on my little brother.
Stop hitting me! I'm telling Mom!
If you have a child between the ages of 4 and 12 who would like to become a radio ranger, send a letter with your child's name, address, and birthday to Young Country, 26555 Evergreen, Suite 675 Southfield, 48076.
It's your last chance. This is the final weekend to take advantage of the biggest offer Art Van has ever extended to the public. Get half-off savings in every department and do not pay until 1996. That's right, no down payment, no interest, and absolutely no payments until 96. This is the final weekend to take advantage of this offer. Final weekend for half-off savings on the furniture you want now. One half-off Flex Steel, Lazy Boy, Natuzzi, Sealy, Simmons, and more. Your final weekend for one half-off bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, recliners, tables, sofas, mattresses, and more. The final weekend to have it in your home for over 1 year and pay absolutely nothing till 96. That's like getting free furniture for over a year. You do not pay for it this year or even next year. You do not pay until 1996 with approved credit when you pay for your same as cash purchase by January of 96. But hurry, this is the final weekend. Get to Art Van now for half-off savings and do not pay until 1996.
Young Country
doing? A heart-loving woman, heart-living...
One of those things. Heart-loving liver.
Hard-livered woman.
Yes. Yes. Come on.
There you go. It says David Crosby's twin sister there. Hard-livered woman. Why don't you guys go in there and produce some parody song for that, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Spectre's 9 and Evergreen is where we are with the World Tour today. And we got a couple games we're going to play out in traffic a little bit. I see walk signals over there. And, you know, we haven't done the butt scoot boogie here in a while.
No, we haven't.
So that could be a possible opportunity. Now, meanwhile, if you were here at the top of the show, we sent Scott and, what was that other guy's name?
Who cares?
We sent him out on a scavenger hunt.
Moron.
Scott and Moron. And, of course, Moron hadn't come back yet, but Scott's already back here. We sent you out looking for something that makes noise, something we can break, a photograph, and some underwear. How did you do?
I got 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4? Well, that's not bad. He's doing all right. All right, well, let's start with, now, what'd you get that makes noise?
I got a pair of pliers.
A pair of pliers? Now, did all these come from the same house?
No, 3 different houses.
3 different houses. All right, so you talked somebody out of their pliers.
Yeah, I told
them. How do you do that?
Heck.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Sucker. Yeah.
Can I borrow your tool? I know you don't know me. I have no idea who I am. I'll be bringing it back. I know what they're saying right now. You can just write those off.
Yeah, that's right.
Those won't be coming back. All right, make some noise with the pliers then.
I guess
Awesome. That was pretty obvious.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure, there we go. Yeah, they're not yours.
Oh, who cares?
They're not yours, heck. Let's.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take them out. Actually, these are the nice insulated handy grip locking plier things.
Oh, yes. Channel. You know, I need
You sure thing. You want to take those back?
Not really, no.
Maybe just give them $1, you know, and call it a day. All right. We will send you back. All right. And what's the next item you have?
This is a picture of 3 little kids. It's about 1 inch by 2 inch.
That's a really tiny picture.
There's something on back.
Oh, it says something.
I think it's their names. Let's see. It's, can you hear that? Darlene, it looks like.
Darlene. Terry Lisa Bryn, 93.
Wait a minute. 3 kids, 4 names.
Well, I think Bryn's the last name. Darlene, Terry, and Lisa.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm guessing.
You're guessing, huh?
Yeah.
And a thing just made last year. All right. And the story behind this, is that a picture from that house?
Yeah. There are 3 people house-sitting that house. They didn't have... I asked for some money, but they wouldn't give it to me. They had a whole bunch of boxes. They were moving in, I think.
And they said, well, here, take this. They won't miss it.
Exactly.
People house-sitting the house. I like
that. Either
that
or they were the burglars moving things out.
Yeah, go back and see if you can get us a clock to break.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Or actually, how far away was the house?
Oh, maybe half a mile.
Half mile? Mm. Yeah, the juiced up wireless might make it.
Yeah, good.
We could just go camp over there. Hey, you guys, we'll just raid the fridge. What do you say?
Yeah!
All right, and one other thing that you got. What do you have here?
These are children's Calvin Klein underwear.
With a hole in the back, a tasteful hole in the back.
Pretty high.
Those are kids?
I think so. She said it was her stepchild's, I believe.
They feed them well here in Southfield, don't they?
I think so.
Well, yeah, it's her kid. It's just that she's 62, the kid's 35.
Yeah.
I think it's the deal. Now, how'd you con them out of that?
I just said, do you have any of these items? And she said, I might have some underwear. And I said, I hope so. And so she got me these.
Now, being a guy's underwear, you know, he's going to miss those.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. We
only got 4 pairs.
We never throw underwear away. We're going to know when some's gone. All right, well, so far, so good. You didn't get the thing that broke, but hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, if Moron or whatever his name doesn't beat you, do all right. Let's get Anthony back over here. Anthony, we got another car for you to do some freeway buffet out of, all right?
All right.
How was that pacifier a while ago? Was that tasty enough for you?
Pacifier was great. One of the best things on the menu yet.
But the Diet Coke?
Oh, Diet Coke was... For all those who know me, know how much I love Diet Coke.
After this, he may want the Diet Coke.
All right, Stu, why don't you crawl in here and see what you can find for this boy to eat here?
The first thing...
Nice car, by the way. Whoever's tan little LTD-looking car here. Oh, here you go.
It's mild, though. So
mild Taco Bell sauce. Let me open the corner of it. It's a little foil packet here. Tip your head back. In it goes.
Yeah. Tasty.
Yeah.
Mmm. Mmm.
Oh, it's getting better. Look here. It's a Quaker Chewy peanut butter and chocolate chip bar. Cool. That should go really good. Right behind the right behind the taco. Yeah, thank you. Taco sauce. Reminding me. All right. Have a bite. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right. Here's some gum. All right. Get that. Anything else in there? Put that back up on the top there. Anything else you find that just kind of lends itself toward being shoved in this guy's mouth?
No, I think that's about it.
That's about it. Well, you're doing pretty good. You wound up with a granola bar and some chewing gum, so that's not bad, but I'm sure we'll do worse, all right?
All right, I like taco sauce.
9 Mile at Evergreen, Spectre Broadcast School is where they got us set up for the Dr. Don World Tour. If you've got any food on your floorboard, bring it by. Anthony's mighty powerful hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You're laying right beside me, but you're a million miles I ask you, what's the matter? You don't have much to say, and I can tell that I'm not standing where I stood with you before. And we can't love like this anymore. Sometimes it makes me angry, but mostly it just hurts. I thought time might make it better, but it's only made it worse. I can't climb these walls you're building, and I can't unlock the door, and we can't love like this anymore. We're coming to a crossroad, I can tell. And at least I'll know for sure that we can't love like this anymore. We can't love like this anymore.
There are two distinct kinds of country music. This is old country.
Gonna take my baby on a morning ride.
This is young country.
Hi, this is John Michael Montgomery, and I love young country.
What you can do if you've got love in your heart.
Young country is today's hottest country songs by today's hot new country stars. And that's us. Young Country.
Here are more incredible prices from 100 stores, Cobalt Hall, this weekend, the Super Sale. 1,000 leather jackets, $49. Leather skirts, $9. Levi jeans, $12. Nike, Fila, Reebok, Adidas, and more. Shoes, $19. CD players, $55. Cordless phones, $29. Color TVs, $99. 14-karat gold jewelry, $9.50 a gram. The Super Sale. Downhill skis, $89. Ski jackets and pants, $29. Pull-auto digital car stereos, $29. Fashion watches, $7. Purses, $6. Tools, Power Rangers, toys, Timberland boots, home stereos, VCRs, electric guitars, and amps. Even buy, sell, and trade Nintendo and Sega cartridges. 100 stores, best prices of the year, Cobo Hall, the Super Sale. Incredible prices, Cobo Hall, today, noon till 11, Saturday, 10 till 10, Sunday, 11 till 8. Toys, clothing, Nike, Reebok, Fila, Nintendo, Sega, leather jackets, stereos, perfume, jewelry, skis, furniture, mattresses, even CDs and tapes to 70% off. The Super Sale.
Jingle bello, jingle bello, pastas everywhere because it is Christmas. I do the dishes. Oh, jingle bello.
Why are you singing to that payphone?
Mamma mia, it's plain to see ya. I am playing jingle bello for a minute back. They're giving me money, my little bunny. If I lose with such a voice, it won't be funny.
Oh, Oh, you're talking about Play Jingle Bells, Ameritech's new game where you could win your share of $50,000. Ah. But you can't win playing the song Jingle Bells.
Oh, what a tragedy. I lose the money.
It's okay, big guy. Just give someone a jingle by making a coin call from any Ameritech payphone, and Ameritech could give you an immediate jingle back, declaring you an instant winner.
That makes me want to sing.
No kidding.
Jingle bello, I am such a lucky fellow. I'll be rich now. I'll have a big cow. Oh, jingle bello.
Ameritech, your link to better communication. For details, call 1-800-871-7260. No purchase necessary. Game ends January 6, 1995. Void where prohibited.
I am so excited. Hi, this is Jill Forsyth, and we're going back out to Bond's Tree Farm. It's going to be happening this Saturday. We were there last year, and we had so much fun. They've got the best trees in the whole wide world. So come on out. You can cut down your very own Christmas tree. That's tomorrow, in fact, from 10 until 1. Come see Santa Claus and me. And what you do to get to Bond's Tree Farm is you take I-94 to Haggerty Road and follow the red arrows to Bond's Tree Farm. If you need a phone number, you get lost, 313-697-9600. See you tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Helzberg Diamonds presents a few words about Christmas expectations. Jack?
Yeah.
What three little words does every woman look forward to at Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho?
No, no, no.
Then what?
I love you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like this is going to cost me.
Oh, I'm talking romance and you talk money.
So you don't want an expensive gift for Christmas, huh?
Oh, Jack, I want something from your heart, not your wallet.
Ah.
For a gift from the heart that's also easy on the wallet, come to Helzberg Diamonds. You'll find hundreds of ways to say, I love you. Like a beautiful 1/4-carat total weight diamond S-Link tennis bracelet, a full circle of diamonds for only $149.
What if I just gave you a card, but somebody else gave you a tennis bracelet?
Oh, then I'd love them more.
I knew it.
Oh, no, I'm joking.
I knew it.
Helzberg Diamonds.
Helzberg Value.
Helzberg Diamonds. Westland Center, Macomb Mall, Southland Mall, Eastland Mall, Summit Place, 12 Oaks, and Fair Lane Town Center.
When you're looking to please everyone on your holiday list, you can't beat Computer City. Here you can select from over 5,000 fantastic gift ideas at great prices. And as our holiday gift to you, when you use our Computer City credit card, you won't have to pay any interest for a whole year. That's 0% APR for 12 months. So check out our great prices on 70 types of computers, 2,000 software titles, and 750 CD-ROMs. Pick up the Packer Bell Force 54 multimedia computer with 4 meg RAM, 420 meg hard drive, CD-ROM, fax modem, stereo speakers, and pre-installed software titles. Priced at just $1,499. You can finance it all for a full year with 0% interest. Just our way of making your holidays a little happier, because you can't make a wrong decision when you go to the right store. Computer City, located at the northeast corner of Oakland Mall.
Full payment and 12 equal monthly payments required, or up to 21% APR. 50-cent monthly minimum will apply. $239 minimum purchase required. Limited time offer.
Hi, Katie Morasso from Young Country's Midday Show here, talking about one of my favorite pastimes, that would be eating. But this time, I'm not raving about pineapple pizza or my favorite chocolate bar. This time, I'm here to let you know that a donation, even as small as $5, to Meals on Wheels can help feed the homebound elderly over the holidays. Send your donations to Meals on Wheels, 1100 Michigan Building, 220 Bagley Avenue, Detroit, 48226. Meals on Wheels is a nonprofit organization that delivers hot, nutritious meals to senior citizens who are alone and who would otherwise go hungry. $5 will feed one senior citizen, $20 feeds four seniors, but anything you can contribute will definitely help make the Motor City a better place to live.
Young Country, 99.5.
Hat, howling like an alley cat outside my window tonight. Say, baby, put on something hot. Meet me in the parking lot about 8:45. I get the feeling that he's never read Romeo and Juliet. I'm getting tired of these one night stands. But if you wanna make a real romance, I'm that
3:54, the Dr. Don World Tour is sitting here firmly planted in Southfield this go-around. Kind of close to home for a change.
Yeah, it's about 2 miles from the station. That's,
Andy? We should have done like you. Well, you've got the ropes from last time, don't you?
Yes, we do have
the rope. We could do a three-legged race from here to the station and back.
Good idea. I think we've got the rope, don't we?
Yeah, we have the rope. It's in my box.
Okay.
You don't have to ask her. I've got it.
Okay.
You put it in my truck when you left last time. It's like you didn't want to go home and be caught with rope. Oh, my God, I've got rope. I don't want her to see the rope. You know, it's lingerie. You got a car full of rope.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Don't want anybody to spot that. We're at 9 in Evergreen in the Specs Howard parking lot, and we've got a whole lot more coming up here. Earl Pitts in just a little bit later on, some scripts that we're going to do. And, and we've got both of our guys back now in the scavenger hunt.
Yes, well, we need to send them back out because they didn't get everything.
That's right. So we'll check with them in a little bit. Meanwhile, it's Pat Proft, is that right?
No, Tom.
Tom Proft. Pat Proft's a movie producer guy, isn't he? So I'm getting my profs mixed up. So, hi, talk to us for 60 seconds since you paid for it.
60 seconds? All right. I'll take a minute and a half. All right, you're on. I want to invite everyone to come on down to the Specs Howard School. If you haven't seen it, you won't believe it. Even when you're here, you don't believe it. We've got a whole bunch of audio studios. If you don't know what that is, it's what Don isn't in today. He's out in the parking lot. We don't do it this way. We tell them that. But we'll come on down. We'll show you the right way to do it using the right equipment. We also have 3 video studios, a bunch of editing equipment. If you're into video and you know about Avid, come see the Avid systems. They are the latest in digital nonlinear editing systems. 30,000 square feet of tons and tons of equipment, and that's how you learn. And the timer's going. I love this. I'm supposed to keep up the time. I have my students hanging around going, you said a speech has to be exactly 1 minute. Give me 1 minute, so we're paying for it. But also, come on down, have some fun, hang out in the parking lot. I can't believe I'm standing in a parking lot with a... watching my students be fools, eating things they shouldn't, and then getting ready for class tonight. But we'll get you ready. We'll get you ready for the broadcast world. That's what we're here for, so come on down, check it out, have some fun. You can also kick Dr. Don in the whatever, because that's part of the fun.
Whoa.
So I'll give it back to you, Dr. Don.
Tours of the place. You can see there's TV studios and everything inside, and somebody said there might be a cheese tray indoors. I don't know. So stop on by. More of the World Tour all coming up.
Once upon a time, in the land of Summit Place, a snow goose appeared, its wings like white lace. On a cold winter day soaring up in the sky, the snow goose announced that Christmas was nigh. Laughter and delight shone on children's faces as they all tried to stay in their parents' good graces. Seeing the snow goose meant the holidays were near, and Santa'd arrive with his dancing reindeer. The snow goose is waiting for you right now, with as many activities as time will allow. Hudson's Beauty and the Beast are there for you, and we'll decorate cookies and ornaments, too. We've also got plenty for grown-ups to do, with beautiful stores full of fine gifts for you. And no matter what presents you're shopping for, at Summit Place, you'll find the right store. So come see the Snow Goose and Santa today, and make it a memorable holiday. For a Christmas spirit you'll want to embrace, discover the season at Summit Place, at Telegraph and Elizabeth Lake Road in Waterford.
I'm here to inform you, you're listening to WYCD, Detroit, Mount Pilot.
Seems like everybody today is in the music business. Appliance stores, bookstores, even video stores. They've all added music departments, and now they claim to be experts. Well, that strategy might work in other parts of the country, but right here, it doesn't play. Because this is the home of Harmony House, with all music and nothing but music 100% of the time. Rock and roll, country, classical, jazz, alternative, oldies. For over 46 years, Harmony House has brought you a more complete selection of titles than any other store. And every title advertised is in stock. No waiting, no excuses. That's the heritage of Harmony House, the community's original all-music store. 30 locations and growing. The word is, if Harmony House doesn't have it, it's probably not worth having. So it doesn't matter if all other retailers suddenly jump into the music business. They're only part-timers. At Harmony House, just walk in, and you'll see immediately that music is all they do.
Look out!
The Cadillac Blackjack, get down!
Boot scoot boogie!
Strap yourself in. Miller Lite presents Brooks and Dunn, Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve at Joe Louis Arena.
I'm born to love
the hottest group in country. Brooks, Ronnie Dunn, country music's duo of the year.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Slam the door on 94.
Oh,
they'll set the New Year's Eve night on fire.
Cheating,
with one big hit after another.
Poor working man.
Brooks and Dunn with very special guest. Tracy Lawrence. What a party. Hurry, get your tickets now to Joe Louis Arena Box Office and all Ticketmaster. For charge at 645-6666. New Year's Eve at Joe Louis Arena. Brooks and Dunn. Miller Lite. Great taste, great music combined. A Brass Ring production.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I want to torture myself by crazy gluing my eyeballs to the TV and playing a Sound of Music video cassette. My old lady parents tell me the other day about some guy who lives down the block from us. He's in his late 20s and he works at a fast food restaurant. Parents said, oh, ain't that a shame? I got a cousin his age. He went to college and made something of himself. He's in advertising. Jeez. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I mean, what a bunch of snout-in-the-sky, dove-bar-eating, monkey-suit-wearing, poofy-haired, mamby-pamby-yuppie-pinheads in the advertising business do such a great, valuable service to mankind or not? All they probably do is go to them meetings where some head-yuppie points at the chart and the other ones pretend to be interested. And then it says, we need a slogan for this new candy bar, and the other ones sit around and mull it over for a while, and one of them says, I got an idea. Why don't we say it's delicious? Then the head yuppie says, that's a great idea. Let's break for lunch. Then they go to some snooty upper-class restaurant with Chaz in the name, and they eat fish eggs and shrimp cocktails for a couple hours. Then they go back, suck down some coffee, go to the John, and then, when they're through with all that, which probably takes another hour, they head back to the meeting room, and some head yuppie says, well, anybody got any more ideas? One of them said, yeah, I do. Why don't we change that slogan to really, really delicious? And the head yuppie said, that's a great idea. Let's all go home early. And while they're doing that, people with no college degrees is out doing useful stuff like flipping burgers and driving trucks and working in lumber yards. So I guess we know what scheme of things is. Kids go to college and study hard for 4 years so they don't have to do squat the rest of their lives. Wake up, America! What do you think is serving mankind better? A guy who makes Big Macs or a pencil-neck yuppie weasel who specializes in writing TV commercials that nobody's going to hear anyhow since they invented mute buttons for remote control? Hope you don't strain your brain too much thinking that over. I'm Earl Pitch American Pizza.
Young Country, 99.5.
Truck when I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know it. If it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something
something women like about a pickup man.